Okay, the title of this one is called Self-Deception, and it's only two verses. It's amazing how much information you can get out of just two verses in the Bible. Even one verse is Jesus wept, you know. So anyway, so just go to James, and it'll be chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And we'll start reading, and then we'll go through. This interesting thing, it just, anyways, verse 26. If anyone thinks to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Okay, the part where it says if anyone thinks himself to be religious, right there, thinks to himself means thinks right to himself. You know, he feels that it's right, you know, to himself. He's convinced himself. and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart. Self-deception. This particular man's religion is worthless. It's good for nothing. Mm-hmm. Let's go to hold your places there. Well, actually, I'll just read John 15. And religion. I don't know. To me, it just seems to be the biggest persecutors in history. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's Catholics, you know, even Apostle Paul. Let's see what I say. John 15, and then I'm just going to read it, 18 through 21. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. And here's the key verse. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. And that's interesting. People, they persecute God's people, and they think they're actually doing it for the Lord. You know, and that it baffles me how a person can be so twisted on it. I'm going to read this quote here. It says, the quote is, I believe today that my conduct is in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator. And here's another quote, same person. It says, I believe today that I am acting in the sense of the Almighty Creator. By warding off the Jews, I am fighting for the Lord's work. So this person believes that he's doing what he's doing for the Lord. You know who said that? Yeah, Adolf Hitler. Can you believe that a person can be that convinced? We know the atrocities he did. I don't have to go through the details. We know the atrocities he did during the Holocaust. And yet he believed that what he was doing was right and that God was absolutely pleased with his action. Self-deception.
The state church of Germany was Lutheran. Martin Luther called for all the incarceration and the destruction of all the Jews when he was starting the process.
Martin Luther?
All that Hitler was doing was actually enforcing what Martin Luther called for.
Right.
Many people don't know that.
Wow. So he cemented
it. He really was doing what he thought God wanted him to do.
Right. Wow.
I didn't know. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
All right. There.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, Hitler definitely cemented it in or gave him more of a foundation.
That's why they fell for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he had called for this years ago, the destruction. Augustine did before that and John Calvin.
Amen.
Again, religion. Religion, you know, the biggest persecutors in the world. Mm-hmm. In history, you know, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, you know, religious people that are deceived that what they believe is true and correct. Okay. But it ends up in death. It ends up in destruction, like a genocide, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, the self-deception that a lot of religions have because it doesn't benefit other people. It doesn't, you know, Jim Jones. We can go on and on about different people and different times in history. But he's warning, James is warning these people, God's people about religion, you know. this particular kind of religion. Verse 27, this is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. That's the kind that abides by the laws of God, you know, because God has laws, God has rules, He has policy, He has all of this, but God doesn't persecute people because they don't follow it. He absolutely can. You know, He doesn't turn into Hitler and persecute people or Martin Luther, you know. And and these orphans here, widows and orphans, more likely these were like husbands and fathers that became martyrs, you know, during that time. During that time, there was a lot of persecution going on of the Lord's people. And so more likely He's referring to them, you know. Always primary interpretation of these letters that are written to the church is always that key question in hermeneutics is, who is He speaking to? Okay, because that's very important on who this message is directed toward primarily. And it doesn't mean that we can't apply it elsewhere. You know, it's good to visit the orphans and the widows, those that are distressed, but primarily God's people. Secondary, the outside world. So, and then right here it says, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Well, the first thing that came to mind was this, like spilling coffee in the middle of a big old white, pure white sheet. And I've done that before, just right in the middle. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, it's keeping yourself unstained, like you're that big white sheet and no stains on it. You know, whatever, I don't know what the worst stain there is, maybe cherry juice or something, staining on something that's almost impossible to get out. God's got the best OxyClean, because we were stained at one time, and He unstained us. And so anyways, so keep yourself unstained by the world, you know, don't fall for the deception, you know, don't be, you know, don't deceive yourself about what you think is right and what think. It's kind of like a person, like kind of like rumors, kind of like assumptions. You know, when a person is led to their own assumptions, they absolutely believe it's true, but they never even ask the person, you know, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Well, a person started thinking, oh, they did it because of this. But it could be completely false. So anyways, yeah, don't fall under deception from outside, and then also from deception inside. So anyways, so that's the devotional. Brother Jim, you're up.